This week's parsha is a parsha of Mayadim. It's a parsha we're given, and we're told about all the different Yomim Tovim, amongst them the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer, the mitzvah which we are all involved in right now. We're told that we were not going to be able to receive the Torah immediately upon leaving Mitzrayim, but we would need to count. We would need to count 49 days, and when we hit the 50th day, then we would get the Torah. Why? We were on such a high level right after leaving Mitzrayim. Ra'asa shivcha al hayam ma'shalay ra'a Yecheskel v'shar ha'neviim. The maidservant on the yam was able to see what even Yecheskel and the other neviim were never able to see. We sang shira, something which doesn't happen often in our history. We were able to point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Ze keli v'anveyu, I see him, he's right there, that's my God. Why couldn't we get the Torah right away? Rav Sorotzkin says that the Torah is not given, nor is it acquired, through seeing, even when that seeing is done with tremendous clarity. It's not ours. The events at Yetzias Mitzrayim were sudden, and therefore totally out of sync with Klal Yisrael's character at that time. Their salvation was imposed from the outside, and therefore could not truly affect any change within them. It was done quickly. There wasn't enough time to invest the effort and the work that has to be done for us to really acquire something. In Tehillim we have the pasuk, Mi ya'aleh b'har Hashem? Who can climb the mountain of Hashem? It's a hard climb. It's a difficult climb. But even harder and even more rare is Mi yakum b'mkom kodshei. Who can really sustain himself up there at the top of the mountain? We often climb to great heights, or we feel inspired and we're there and we know and we want to do the right thing, and it just doesn't last. There's three conditions for inspiration to last. There are many conditions for inspiration to last. Here are a few of them. It calls for effort. I have to invest effort in it. It usually takes time. It's not something that I can do immediately. And there's an approach to it. It's methodical. It takes not just my heart, but my head and all my effort. And I have to think about it. And I have to know, where am I going? And where do I want to get to? And how am I going to get to it? And it's a methodical approach that works on a different part of me every day. There's a plan to it. And this is really what we're doing with Sfiras HaEmer. It's taking the time. It's working on a different thing every day. We start with Chesed Sheba Chesed, then we go to Gvura Sheba Chesed, Teferet Sheba Chesed. Every day there's a different piece that we're working on. And I'm supposed to be investing effort in it, meaning obviously I'm not just supposed to be thinking about Sfiras HaEmer for the 20 seconds a night when we count. We're supposed to be thinking about, I'm supposed to be accomplishing something today. Even after Matan Torah, when we once again reached that high madrega, Hashem says to us, Shuvu lachem la'ahaleichem. Now you have to go back to your tents, meaning you've been here at Har Sinai, you've seen it and you've heard it and you've attained it because you've worked towards it. Now go back to your tents and now see if you can hold on to it. Unfortunately, there in the Midbar, we weren't able to hold on to it, and it wasn't long before we fell to Cheta Egel. This Shuvu Lachem La'aleichem, go back to your tents, this repeats itself over and over and over again in our lives. We all have moments of inspiration. We all have moments when we hear something, see something, we go through a simcha, or Rachman al-Tzan, the opposite, we go through a tragedy, but whatever it is, and we know and we feel and we say we're never, ever, ever going to be the same again. When the Yidden left after being Oyla L'Regel, the Kohanim would show them the Lechem Hapanim. It talks about it. There's a pasuk in our parsha this week about the Lechem Hapanim. But Samta Isam put them onto the Shulchan before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal learn and Chazal say that they would show it to the Oyla Regalim as they were leaving Yerushalayim, and they would say to them, look how much Hashem loves you. Look at the tremendous miracle that He's done for you out of His love for you. The Lechem Hapanim is as fresh today as it was the day we put it on. The lechem apanim would remain fresh for an entire week, and they would pick up the lechem apanim and say, look how fresh the lechem apanim is. Look at this miracle. Hashem loves you. He's doing this miracle for you. And of course, the Mefarshim asked, there are many nisim which happen every day in the Beis HaMikdash. Why was it this nes that was pointed out to them? And the answer is that we'd come to be Oyel HaRegel, and we would see the Kohanim doing their work, and we would see the nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, and we'd hear the Levim singing, and we would be inspired. We would be so inspired. And then it's time to go home. And when they showed us the Lechem HaPanim, they weren't just showing us a nes, they were giving us Musar, they were giving us a lesson, a message, and they were saying, you're hot today. You feel inspired today. You feel like you want to grow today. Take that home with you. Shuvu lachem la'alechem. When you go back to your tents, make sure that you're taking it with you in a way that it's not going to disappear so soon after you get back. Because this really is the sad state of affairs. Inspiration does not last. The Chofetz Chaim said that the Vilna Maggid said on the Pasuk, Shesulim b'beis Hashem, you are here planted in the house of Hashem. He would say, when I'm giving a shir and I'm inspiring you, I see you all sitting here and your hearts and your minds are open and you're shesulim b'beis Hashem, you're planted, implanted, deeply planted here b'beis Hashem. But b'chatzreis, the minute you get to the chatzar, yafrichu. As soon as you get to the chatzar, you disappear. Yafrichu means you fly away. The whole thing can fly away. So what can we do about this? If this is our reality, what are we supposed to do? And I think going back to those conditions, we've got to invest effort in it. When we get a gift that we didn't work for, when we get something that we know I didn't really invest in, even when Akala gets her jewelry, she's so happy and excited to get a beautiful bracelet, a beautiful ring. But we know that if you get that same bracelet and it's after years and years and years of marriage, it has a whole lot more value to it. It has a lot more meaning to it. It's something that I actually, perhaps that we've put away money for, but even more so, something I deserve more than a young Kala deserves because we've invested, we've worked, we've done something for this. When we get gifts that are above our Madrega and spiritual gifts that are above our Madrega, they come and they go. We don't protect them properly. We don't value them properly, and therefore they're not ours. A story is told about Rav Aaron HaGadol that he needed a fire, so he took a stone and he started to rub another stone against it until a fire came out. They asked him, why don't you use matches? And he said, I hate fires that are made easily. Fires don't get made easily. Fires take time. And the fires that last are the ones that come with some sort of permanent action that come along with it. So we can turn back and say, this is what happened when I was inspired that time, and this is what I did with it. There's an interesting thought. There's a Mamar Chazal that says, Pischuli Pesach kechuda shamachat v'ani eftach lachem kepischei shel ulam. It comes from a Medrash on Shir HaShirim. Hashem says, open me a tiny hole, a hole like the opening of a needle, and I, in turn, will open for you like the Pesach of an Ulam, like the opening to a big hall. Like your little moment of inspiration is going to turn into a life-changing opening. And the question is, have we never done so? Have our hearts never been open like the smallest opening of a needle? And if they have been opened, why am I so satum? Why am I so closed up? And the response is that there's a difference between the kind of hole that a person makes in metal, no matter how small, that hole will remain open for always. And we all know what it's like to dig on a beach, and we dig big, big, big holes on the beach. But the minute the water comes in, that hole disappears. We can open up holes, and they could even be big holes. We can be inspired, and our hearts could be open and open wide. But if it's not a permanent hole, then we don't get the response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the Pischei Shel Ulam. That only happens if it's a permanent hole. We see through history that people, even Rishaim, have made changes, and they've said things, and they've meant them. When Pare said, Hashem HaTzadik, he said, Hashem HaTzadik v'ani v'ami Rishaim. Hashem, you are the Tzadik, and me and my nation, we are Rishaim. It says that because of this, his people were zoicha to get buried. He wouldn't have gotten that if he was just trying to trick Moshe. He gets the schar because at that moment he was telling the truth. Same with Esav, when he asked Yitzchak how to meister the salt, it could be that he really meant it, because otherwise it's strange why his father would have been so convinced that he was a good person. But these are surface level, lacking the depth needed to make it last. I read an article on this written by Rabbi Lapiansky 2 years ago, and he was predicting where we would be today. He was talking about this Indian and said that in 2 years from now, or I don't know if he said the 2 years from now, but he said right now, and we can remember where we were 2 years ago, we are thinking that the moment those shuls open, we are going to run inside and never ever miss another Amen Yehishmei Rabbah. And we're never going to miss an opportunity to hear Kriyas HaTorah and to be inspired by it. And he said, it's not going to last. We're going to do it and we're going to mean it and we're going to think that it's going to last. But inspiration doesn't last. We have to know that it's going to fade. We have to use the opportunities that were inspired and say, my great inspiration is going to go. How can I make this permanent? Our parsha begins with the pasuk. Vayemar Hashem al Moshe, Emor el ha-kohanim b'nei Aaron va'amarta aleihem. And Rashi asks, why do I have this double lashon of Emor va'amarta? Why do I have to say it twice? And he answers, Lahazir gdoilim alektanim, which means that the older ones are responsible for taking care of the younger ones. You have to, the older kohanim are the ones who understand the responsibilities and the privileges of being a kohen, and so they have to take care to make sure that the younger kohanim are not impacted by the tumah, and to help them choose the right path and to be proud of the fact that they're kohanim and to look at it not as a restriction but as a tremendous, tremendous privilege. That's the pshat of what he's quoting from Chazal, what it means, lahazar gedolim alektanim. But another way to understand it is, emar va'amarta lahazar gedolim alektanim, is that we all have moments of our lives that are called gadlus hamoichin, which means that there's an expansion of our head and our heart, and we're there, and we're inspired, and things are good, and we're flowing with it, and we're feeling it. And then there's the times of katnas hamoichin. It's times where we're not expansive, where we're feeling very inhibited, we're feeling tight, we're feeling stuck. And we're meant to take from the moments of the gedolim, the moments when we're feeling it, the moments when we are inspired, and build it up then in ourselves, so that when we are in the moments of ketanim, so the hazer gedolim al ketanim is the big times in our lives are meant to sustain us and to fulfill us. So even when we're going into the small times when our hearts and our heads are not feeling it, and we're not inspired, and we're not there, but we've done something permanent in the times that we have. We've counted the days, we've made them count, and I know that I'm going to take something with me so that Ritz Hashem, by the time we get to Matan Torah, by the time we get to receiving the Torah, we should actually be receiving it for real, and that these 7 weeks of time should give us the momentum to carry us through to the times that we're not going to be counting those days anymore.